Father, I just thank you, and we give you all honor and all glory for all that you're doing here this day. Father God, drop your glory in a way you've never dropped it before this morning. Minister to your people truth and the finality of what this is all about. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that's so evident in here this morning. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus. And Father God, we just say this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. This morning's message is something you need to really get all your distractions put away right now. If you have to go potty right now before we start. Because you really need to be listening to what God is saying. This is something that's very, very important this morning. There's a lot of knowledge in here that God needs you to comprehend. He needs you to get this stuff down in your spirit, man, and don't lose it. Amen. And he called it inner chambers. God said, at this present time, I am wooing my children into the innermost chambers of my heart. Why? So they will know every detail of my heart. At this present time, I am wooing my children into the innermost chambers of my heart. And I said, why? So they will know every detail of my heart. The only way you can, God said, the only way you can minister to the lost and dying is by knowing how my heart functions in every situation that life unfolds. The only way you can minister to the lost and dying is by knowing how my heart functions in every situation that life unfolds. God said, your carnal mind cannot comprehend heavenly wisdom. The carnal mind, and then I wrote down, the carnal mind is the mind of the flesh. Then God said, what is coming across this land is too intense for a human mind to receive. Therefore, you will need my mind and my thoughts and my ways. It's very important that you get this in your spirit today if you're going to be a true minister of the gospel. Now, if you're just playing around, God's going to cast you aside anyhow. But for those who are really serious about their walk with God and really serious about ministering to lost souls, you really need to listen to what God's saying to you this morning. All right, God said, heaven is full of wisdom that the body of Christ has never known, and I am calling each of my chosen ones to come into the heavenly courtrooms and receive all foreknowledge to take the lost and dying generation. I did that for a purpose. All across America, young people are alive for Christ right now. They are following Christ like you wouldn't believe. Multitudes of young people are getting saved and they're going out and preaching the gospel. So if you're not interested in the gospel, then I don't want to sit and waste your time and my time by watching you sleep or do dumb things in the house of God. That's just where I'm at. I'm tired of the people sitting in the house of God, not really wanting God. You feel like you have to be there because your parents tell you to be there, and you really don't want to be there, so you're wasting your time. Are you understanding this? And you ministers, you have to get it through your head that it's your job to tell the truth. It's your job to let the people know that God is not playing games with anybody. Come on. We are at a very serious stage in our walk with God. And if you don't get it together, you're going to lose out. Let's read that again. Heaven is full of wisdom that the body of Christ has never known. Has never known. And I am calling each of my chosen ones to come into the heavenly courtrooms and receive all foreknowledge to take to the lost and dying generation. And I wrote down, foreknowledge means awareness of something before it happens or exists. Just stop right there. After God speaks, I'm going to talk a little bit about Paul. And when God took him up into the third heaven, he brought back knowledge that the other disciples never knew. And he brought it to the church because God was in a new dispensation of time. We are in a new dispensation of time. church, God has been telling us for a couple years now, church as we know it is never going to be. Church is going to be totally and completely different. So if you're going to be one of those who take the truth to the people, then you have to live in the third heaven. We can no longer do what we're doing in the house of God. God is upset with it. So foreknowledge is awareness of something before it happens or exists. Then God said, I do not call everyone into the inner chambers of my heart. See that? I do not call everyone into the inner chambers of my heart. I only call those who are sold out to me and committed to the calling I have upon their lives. Are you getting this morning? God said, there is so much at stake in this land, and only the holy can come into the throne room of grace and receive divine instructions for this dispensation of time. Read that again. There is so much at stake in this land, and only the holy can come into the throne of grace and receive divine instructions for this dispensation of time. God said, my glory will flood this earth, and much shall transcend from the heavenlies. The angelic host will be about the Father's business of destroying the enemies of his children's souls. So God said he wants you to keep your eyes upon him. He's been telling us that. And his angelic host will come and fight your battles for you. God has been calling this church for years now. The Spirit is calling to Spirit. In this dispensation of time, we cannot walk in the flesh. We cannot walk in doctrine. We have to be walking in the Spirit. God said, in the innermost chambers of my heart lies all the mysteries that are hidden in my written word. These mysteries will be brought forth by the chosen few who have sold themselves out to my word and my ways. Let's read that again. In the innermost chambers of my heart lies all the mysteries that are hidden in my written word. These mysteries will be brought forth by the chosen few who have sold themselves out to my word and my ways. God said, this land is corrupt from the inside out, and it is a place of total desolation. And desolation means a state of complete emptiness or destruction. God said, I need to arm the new vessels of honor with my mysteries so they can go forth and minister the hidden truths that will set the captives free from all bondage, just not one or two. These vessels of honor will write many new books of instruction that will lead the multitudes to safety. As the books go forth, new revelation will be broadcast throughout this land. This new revelation will open the doors wide for my gospel to be preached. Anybody in here that God has told you to write books and you're not writing books, God's done with you. Because in you is a book that others need to read. And if you're so lazy and corrupt that you won't write that book to help other souls, then God doesn't need you. I hope you all understand that. Because I know a few of you in here are called to write books, and I don't see no new books coming out. Are you listening? This is very serious this morning because God is in a state of seriousness with his church. And he wants his church to straighten up. God said, there is no place in my word where it tells you to stand still and do nothing. Does not my word tell you to work while there is still day? I looked up the scripture, and that's John 9:4. And Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. Then God went on to say, well, children, it is day, and we must be about the Father's business. And the only place I hold business, look at this, is in my heavenly courtrooms. Why do you think he told you guys about the courtrooms of heaven? Because this is where he's taken us to, into the courtrooms. There is so much you do not understand about my courtroom, but you will, for I am already teaching my new vessels of honor new insight about the courtrooms and the different chambers of the courtroom. Come on. How serious are you with your walk with God? How serious are you about winning souls for Christ with the truth of the gospel and not your religion or your doctrine? God is not religious and he doesn't go by doctrine. He goes by the Spirit. God said, please understand that there is so much you do not know about my kingdom, but all knowledge about my kingdom is buried in my word. This day I have already summoned some up into the heavenly realm to begin the classes that will empower them to tear down the kingdom of darkness in this given age. I thought that was neat. Please understand that there is so much you do not know about my kingdom, that all knowledge about my kingdom is buried in my word. This day I've already summoned some up into the heavenly realm to begin the classes that will empower them to tear down the kingdom of darkness in this given age. Some of you might right now might be in your prayer closet, might be studying. All of a sudden God gives you a revelation you've never heard about before. You are one of those in it. God is summoning up into the third heavens to teach you. God said, this new era brings much new revelation of my ways. You will stand in perfect awe at how my kingdom truly does work. You see, little ones, I can only give so much knowledge at one time. And now is a new era to give more revelation knowledge to those who are hungry and thirsty for the new. He's going to give it to those who are hungry and thirsty for the new. God said, these hungry and thirsty ones have already received their brand new wineskins, and they are more than ready to be filled to capacity with my knowledge. They allowed me to strip them of everything that binds. They love the cross more than their lives, and now they are ready to lead my people into divine strategies to destroy the kingdom of darkness. Some of you sitting in here this morning, you meet this criteria right here. These hungry and thirsty ones have already received their brand new wineskins, and they are more than ready to be filled to capacity with my knowledge. You think some of the things we do in here seem little, unimportant, but like how many times has God said, I want to give you a brand new wineskin? He kept telling us that over and over and over again until finally he quit. And God will repeat himself until all those who really want to follow him have whatever he's trying to give. He was stripping you of your flesh and he was giving you a brand new wineskin. And then whenever those who really wanted him had brand new wineskin, he moves on to something else. Then God said, they allowed me to strip them of everything that binds. They love the cross more than their lives, and now they are ready to lead my people into divine strategies to destroy the kingdom of darkness. God said, these are the ones that know how to shout hallelujah in the time of adversity. And how many times does God say, just shout hallelujah? Do that. God said, they are the ones that know what it is to storm the gates of heaven with their petitions. They are the ones that won't quit until they move heaven on their behalf. They are the faithful few that I have been mentoring on the backside of the desert for quite some time now. Mentoring where? On the backside of the desert. You think, you know, God, you have me in a hole somewhere. Nobody knows anything about me. You've forgotten about me. But God said, but desert time is over and victory time is upon them. Then God said, spring is here, and with spring comes brand new growth in the natural and in the spiritual. Their winter months were hard and laborious, but they are over and spring is here. You will see many new things blossom at this given time. You will see new things spring forth, and you will see what was once dead come back to life, never to die ever again. We know in the natural spring isn't quite here yet, but in God's eyes, spring is here. And this is what he's telling us this morning. God said, how many here this night would like to come on up into the heavenly courtrooms and sit under my tutorship and learn of my everlasting ways? He said, new students are welcome. Do you meet the criteria? This is your criteria. Have you sold yourself out totally and completely to the cross? Are you willing to die for the lost? If your answer was yes, then you are ready to learn more of my deep ways. God said, howbeit, children, that you are still contemplating what it is you need to do for my kingdom. You haven't even touched my kingdom authority as of yet. My kingdom authority is so deep and so wide, and it holds within it great mysteries that need to unfold before the second coming of my son, Jesus. What did God tell us? In this new dispensation time we're in right now, we are preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus Christ. God said, you haven't even touched my kingdom authority as of yet. My kingdom authority is so deep and so wide, and it holds within it great mysteries that need to unfold before the second coming, before second coming of my son Jesus. God said, as of yet, you still do not comprehend what it is that I'm doing with your lives to fulfill all of my perspectives for this nation. As of yet, you still do not comprehend what it is that I'm doing with your lives to fulfill all of my perspectives for this nation. God said, as you come up hither and sup with me continually, not just when you feel like it, but continually, I will explain what it is that you must be accomplishing at this given time to accomplish the fulfillment of all things before the return of my son Jesus. Now, that's what God said. And I said, the Father has been calling us into the Holy of Holies where his Eros love abides. He's been doing that now for quite a few years. Eros means longing, desire, and passionate love. We already know God desires this relationship with us. If you don't know that, then you're dead. You know, you might as well just leave, because he said it so many times, and he's been calling us so many times to come up hither. And I said, this closeness won't be experienced in the outer court with his agape love, or in the inner court through his philo love. The oneness of God's love will only be experienced in the third chamber, the Holy of Holies, as we abide alone with him. Remember when God told us the veil was taken down and we had access into the Holy of Holies, and he wanted us to come and sit at his feet so he could teach us of his ways. I'm just hearing God say the church is so dead and so wrong. The church does not understand the deepness of who he truly is. And pastors and ministers and evangelists are not going forth with the correct word in their mouth, and therefore nations are dying every day. And God's saying, I'm going to hold you all accountable for those souls that you allowed to slip into the abyss simply because you would not listen to my word. All right, God said we were set free from the bondage of sin and death in the outer court. We were healed in the inner court, set free to trust love again. So we can run full speed ahead into the Holy of Holies chamber and embrace our destiny. So I said we were set free from the bondage of sin and death in the outer court. God ministered to us for a while, a season on that. And we were healed in the inner court. In other words, we were set free to trust love again. Remember, he kept dealing with us about our heart and our love walk. Why did he do all that? So we can run full speed ahead into the Holy of Holy chambers and embrace our destiny. You can't look at God and say, you didn't tell me anything. You can't look at God and say, you didn't give me a chance to get it together. God has been given the Lighthouse chance years to get it together. You can't blame God for anything. He has given us word after word after word, good word, words full of knowledge that we either received or we rejected. God himself invited this church to come into the third heaven and sup with him. At the time of the invitation, some accepted and some did not. I remember all too well the night he said, will you please come up into the third heaven and sup with me? The ones who really wanted to do that rushed to the front first. The other ones sat there and looked around a little bit. Then they finally came up, but their heart wasn't in it. They just did it because some other people were doing it. You know, you can't worry about what somebody else is doing. What you do is because that's what's in your heart, that that's what you want. Are you listening here, church? You know, you don't want to stand before God if you held accountable for all those souls you let slip through and go into the abyss. You really and truly do not. You don't want to stand there and say, I do not, depart from me, I do not know you. I don't care how much you prophesy. I don't care how much you lay hands on the sick and they recover. Are you living holy? Are you walking holy? Is your life pure? Do you walk the love walk? That's what it's all about. All right, I wrote down, it is those that accepted the invitation that he is giving the deep secrets of his heavenly kingdom to. Those of you who took the invitation to go up into the third heaven are the ones he's given the deep secrets to. I read where it was in this third heaven that Paul went to by the Spirit and received the revelation of the great mystery concerning the church. And I read that in Ephesians 5:31. He went up into the third heaven by the Spirit. And see, this is why God has been telling us for years, it's Spirit calling to Spirit, and we have to be Spirit people. We cannot be religious. God is not calling religion to this third heaven. He's calling Spirit. For this reason, well, in Ephesians 5:31 says, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Using the natural to define the supernatural, Paul said in Ephesians 5:32, the great mystery that he was speaking of was Christ and the church. This, to you today, this might seem like an insignificant thing, but it was very important that the people understood this at that dispensation of time. If you notice, when Christ was still on the earth, that was not revealed to the church. It was after he died that it was revealed to the church. If you really read the word, you'll see that after Jesus died, a lot of things happened and was revealed to the church after Jesus died. And that's how the churches grew, by the revelation that God gave his disciples. Now, we are now in a new era / new dispensation of time. And now the Father is calling us deeper still into the innermost chamber of his heart to teach us new revelation, just as he did to Paul. What did he do to John? He took John into and gave him new revelation, did he not? This is what God is desiring to do to the church today. He's desiring to pull you up into the third heaven to give you new revelation of what's going to be occurring across the land with the new souls that are coming in. They're not going to understand tiddly nothing. God wants to give you revelation that you can minister to them, that they'll understand and be able to receive Christ. And it can't be doctrine. When I first started teaching you, I was going to college. Of course, you learn all these big college words, but I found out when I was teaching, you didn't use any college words. You got down to their level, and you spoke as they spoke, so they could understand what God was saying. I remember I worked at the airbase for a while, you know, and this guy was going to college, and he'd come in and use these great big words. He said, well, there he goes with his 50-cent college words. And, you know, I noticed that that's what some preachers do, too. They think that the bigger the word, you know, the more important they sound. You don't, because you're preaching right over the people's heads, and they don't understand a thing you're saying. You have to get down to their level and start teaching them at their level and raise them up. You don't get up here to 12th grade and try to teach them. We're still down here in kindergarten. The people on the streets, they don't know anything about Jesus, so you don't start telling them these great big things. You start low, where the cross, where Jesus died, how much he loves them. You start at the little things, and then you build them up, and then you teach them the bigger things. Also notice that God did not use the original 12 to reveal the deep secrets of his kingdom. He used Paul, a man who never walked with Jesus on this earth. You need to read your word and understand that. See, I always thought Paul was one of the 12 disciples. For years I thought that. And all of a sudden one day God showed me he was not one of the 12. He replaced Judas after Jesus died. But Paul, okay, I have this, wrote it down in the back here. Maybe I didn't either. No, I didn't. Yeah, Paul wrote more than half of the New Testament over a period of 17 years, and about half of that was written over a period of 3 years, from 61 to 63 A.D. And if you read about the disciples, they each might have wrote one book. But Paul wrote most of the Bible, and he wasn't even one of the disciples. He didn't even walk with Jesus. I'm saying this because God said that because the church refused God, now he was bringing people in off the street, he was going to anoint them and use them to preach the gospel. Just like he did with Paul. He brought Paul in at the end. And then he used Paul to preach the truth to the people. Are you really comprehending this? I hope you are. Because if you don't, then you might as well quit preaching. Let's look at something right now. The word tells us that Paul was called out of due season. In other words, he was not one of the original disciples. And that's in 1 Corinthians 15:8-9. Last of all, this is what it says. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared. This is Paul speaking. Jesus appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. And see, this is what happened. Paul was out killing Christians. So he said, well, why would God ever bring the street in here and use it? Well, why did he do it to Paul? Paul was out there really killing his people. The disciples weren't, but Paul was, and God pulled Paul in, cleaned him up, and used him. Are you understanding this? Come on. Now, Paul did not confer with the other apostles. Paul said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, which was Judaism, they say, and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia, the desert, and returned again to Damascus. That's in Galatians 1:15-17. When God called Paul, he didn't run to the apostles and say, can you tell me all about Jesus? Paul went directly to Jesus and was taught by the Spirit of God. Y'all know that when God called me to minister, he said, I don't want you to go to school. My Spirit will teach you all things. So everything I know, I was taught through the Holy Spirit. You need to understand this. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you all things of the heavenly kingdom. The Holy Spirit does. Not somebody's been preaching for 40 years. Because they are not always. Whenever God had me go out and evangelize all that time, I said, well, God, I don't know what I'm going to do with these ministers. They've had churches for 40, 50 years. He said, you'll be surprised what they don't know when I send you out. And I was totally surprised how God used me to tell them things they never knew. And they've been preaching 40 to 50 years. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying the Holy Spirit taught me. And these men and these women, it's mostly men then, they were just out rubbing each other's shoulders. You know, they just wanted to lift each other up. They weren't thinking about God at all. Where am I at? All right, so I said, Paul did not run quickly to get the opinion of the brethren. Paul went to wait on the Lord all by himself. He didn't have to have somebody else go with him. He went all by himself. For this reason, he could truthfully declare in Galatians 1:11-12, this is what Paul said, the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, but God said at the very beginning, he said, at this present time, I am wooing my children into the innermost chambers of my heart. Why? So they will know every detail of my heart. Perry Stone just did a teaching. I sent away for the tapes. And he was saying that God's heart has many chambers in it. And I'm really anxious to see what that he has to say about that. And he said, we don't understand God's heart at all. This was after God gave me this. But I sent away for that because I really want to read all about God's heart now, because God's saying he's calling us into the innermost chambers of his heart. And so Perry Stone said there's more than one chamber in God's heart. And I looked up chambers, and just as I said, how many chambers are in God's heart? That's what I asked Google. And it said, there is no seventh heaven. There is no third or fourth heaven. And so I just clicked that all off. You know, that's always come up to me. See, people do not believe that there's more than one heaven. They don't even have revelation of that. So how are they ever going to lead the people? Remember, God was inviting y'all to the third heaven, and he said to me that night, daughter, I want you to come to the seventh heaven. And then I studied that. That's an important place to be, but don't sit unless God says it to you. And my question to you this morning is, are you prepared to go into the deepest chambers of God's heart? Oh, no, I didn't finish reading this, did I? At this present time, I'm wooing my children into the innermost chambers of my heart. Why? So they will know every detail of my heart. The only way you can minister to the lost and dying is by knowing how my heart functions in every situation that life unfolds. Some of you in here, you're ministering and you do not know this. You don't meet this criteria at all. You don't know how God's heart functions. Your heart doesn't even function properly with the love walk. If it doesn't function with the love walk, then it doesn't function right at all. So you don't even know how God's heart functions, but you're out there trying to deliver people, lead people, guide people, and you're messed up. So messed up leads messed up, right? Blind lead the blind to both fall in the ditch. So we can't be blind. We can't be messed up. We have to know what's in God's heart. And if you really go back, and like I did when God gave me this, and you start checking the New Testament, there were so many new things that God put in the New Testament that weren't not in the Old, but yet we know that, but yet we see that the prophetic word in the Old God went over into the New. So they all, I believe in the whole Bible, just not one, the New or the Old. Now we are in a new dispensation of time. I don't know, this is a greater works that we're going into. I really don't know what all that greater works entails, but I know it's different than we've ever seen before. It's a work. God told me, he said, daughter, it's a work that I'm sending you into that you've never done before. And there's going to be times you're going to want to just not do it, but just keep going by faith because I will lead you through it. So whatever God is leading you to do, just follow him and do it. And he will be with you and he will bring you through. Inner chambers. At this present time, I'm weighing my children in the innermost chambers of my heart. Do you want to know every detail of God's heart so you can minister to these lost and dying people that God's going to bring into the house of God? That's the question God has before you this morning. Do you really want to go into the innermost part chambers of God's heart? If you do, it's going to cost you absolutely everything. Your pride, your dignity, yourself. And as I was praying early this morning, God reminded me, he said, daughter, I always told you, some are born to suffer, and you're one of those that was born to suffer. Now, I'm not going to say you were born to suffer, and don't you say it unless God says it, because he'll smack you, Goodman. So, you know, I'm not looking for a rose garden anywhere, because I know what I'm called to do. And I know it's not all about me. None of it's about me at all, period. It's all about lost souls. So if you're looking for recognition, then you aren't in the right place with God. Just quit your job right now, because it's all about lost souls. Are you ready to go into the innermost chambers of God's heart? If you are, God's ready to receive you. The altar's open. Don't come unless you really mean it. God's not looking for half-hearted people. He wants people totally and completely sold out to him. People who will not turn and run the minute things get rough.